Leili nishmas of kleinim is kamish ben avili melech. Trumas paragud mishna aleph. Botzel shenisano besoich adoshim. If you put an onion into a dish of lentils, im shalim mutter. If the onion is full, and the Rav says we're dealing specifically with an onion that was already cooked, and both of these things, I think even the lentils, they're also cooked, and they were both warm, and you put one on top of the other. If the onion is full and it's not cut, it's mutter. And it doesn't matter, the Rav explains, whether the onion is truma and the lentils are chulin, or vice versa, that the onion is chulin and the lentils are truma. The reason it's mutter is because the onion, after it's cooked, we assume that all of the juices and the liquid left the onion, so it's not discharging any liquids from the onion, and it's also not absorbing any flavor from the lentils. However, if you would cook them together, it's pashut that it would absorb or give a flavor, even if the onion is complete. So that's why we're dafka dealing with an onion that was cooked. So you can make that assumption. It's all okay. V'im chitchoy, but if you cut the onion, even though it was already cooked, b'noisin tam. Here you would have to make sure that there's not a noisin tam. What that means is that if there is a noisin tam, if there's a flavor imparted from one to the other, then it's usher. So how do you know that a flavor is imparted? So first what you can do is you can have a kohen, since one of them is truma, the Rav says, just have a kohen taste the other one to see. So for example, the onion is truma, just taste the lentils to see if there's a taste of the onion in the lentils, and then if there is, then it's usher and only the kohen can eat it. Ushar kol atavshil, and any other type of dish, so the Tiferes Yisrael learns that this is going on the lentils, meaning if you put an onion in anything else, bein sholim bein mechutuch b'naisin tam. There you wouldn't just make an automatic assumption that after the onion is cooked and then afterwards put together with the lentils that we can just say that it was not boileo or prelet. It didn't give over flavor to the lentils or take anything from them. Rather, we have to make an assessment and see if it actually happened when we're dealing with other things and not lentils. So for example, if you're cooking onions with squash, even if the onion is complete, you'd have to see if there's a tom of the onion in the squash. And if you don't have a kohen handy to taste it, so if it's a dover, the Tiferes Yisrael explains that if it's something that's a liquid, so if there's 60 of the liquid, keneged the truma, so it's batel. There's no tam imparted over to the liquid. And if it's a warm solid, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, you just have to peel off the surface of where the flavor would have touched it. Rabbi Yehuda matir betzachana. Rabbi Yehuda says there is one exception. There's something that's similar to adoshim, where you wouldn't have to figure out if something has a noisin tam. You'd rather just assume it, just like adoshim, which is tzachana. It's like a fish brine. The Rav explains there's small little fish that are made into an oily brine. So he'd put an onion there, specifically a complete onion, so it shouldn't dissolve into the brine. And in such a situation, the onion doesn't give any flavor. Rather, it just takes out the bad smell of the fish, and it's not used to give smell or improve the smell. Rather, just take away the bad smell of this fish. But the Rav says Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.